Today, we're going to talk about the Boone County Historical Society, and joining us on the phone, we got Marty Lamori. Marty, thanks for coming back.
Otherwise, welcome.
Otherwise, I'd have to talk to myself, and it would be real boring. So, since the last time we visited, of course, did have the soup supper, came back. Let's start with that, a little wrap-up on how that went.
Well, actually, we served a total of 152 people, and then also had some free will donations. We had 7 free kids that we served. We ended up with a nice profit of just over a little over $1,000 from the soup supper.
All right.
We're feeling really good about that, and we appreciate anybody who attended. I know that one thing was we did run out of soup this year. We had calculated everything based on serving 150 people with what we had. So amounts were right, but we did run out of our potato and our chicken noodle and just had chili left. So I know that kind of discouraged a few people from coming in. But hopefully what you did get was good, and we are going to up our amount for next year just a little bit and maybe add on broccoli cheddar to our menu so that there's some diversities with the soups. But we enjoyed having the musical entertainment that David Howell provided. And we really appreciate all the volunteers that helped because it's a lot of work to get set up and a lot of work to run it and a lot of work to clean it up. So
I was going to say,
overall, we're pleased. We're very pleased with how it went. So.
And not to interrupt you, but it's not the first time that I remember the very first one. That's history wise there. I remember the very first one, and no idea what to expect and ran out, within about an hour. And again, weather was awfully nice that generated more people. You never know. It's a guess, but, those that were there, I think really appreciate it. You made the effort, and, once again, we'll try next time, see what we do.
Sure. Okay. And I'm very open to suggestions. I actually have a call that I need to make to somebody who does want to give some suggestions for next year's soup supper. So anybody who is interested in giving me feedback or suggestions, please give me a call, 515-291-8108. And like I said, we really appreciate the people who helped, including RSVP, Lisa Coburnus made soup, Joe Russell made soup, Beth Christensen made soup, I made soup. We really appreciate those people that took the time to do that, as well as to help work at the event.
We'll go for next year now.
Good.
In the meantime, let's just quickly, I wanted to take a look back this year. Pretty good, pretty busy year. We had gone away from having some of our Saturday with the Scholar programs. Those came back. Those that have come back have been very well received. You've had a lot of people turn out for that. Things have gradually been coming together. You've gotten a lot of work done. We've got Larry's Room. We're going to have a dedication, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're still working on getting some of the final finishes on that. We want to get our window treatments taken care of and just a couple other finishing things, but we plan to do a dedication.
So we've got a lot of things looking forward to in 2024. Why don't you let us know a little bit about what's going on? I know you had a meeting earlier this month.
Right, we did. We actually met on December 7th. We usually meet on Tuesdays, but we had a conflict, so we met on a Thursday instead. We approved our treasurer's report. Things are looking very good financially. It still takes a lot to run just the daily operations of the place, but like I said, we've been blessed with some very generous donations. So we are looking at that we will have some expense. I think I talked about this at the last one. We're working toward opening up second floor, and I'll talk about that in another segment, but in order to open up second floor, It's agreed upon that our elevator is old. I believe it was put in 1966. It's had repairs done, but the problem is that it's difficult to get parts for it. So we are looking at needing to replace the elevator because we want to be able to safely get people up to the second floor that aren't able to take the stairs. And so right now we do have a company that we've worked with, and we do have bids. We have all, as a board, agreed that it needs to be done, but we have not made the final approval for a kickoff of a fundraiser or signed on the dotted line yet. We are first looking in to see what we can do to get some grants.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that's probably our biggest project for the upcoming year, as well as the exhibits. Jeannie Carpenter Wiedeke is our exhibits person and very visionary in regards to what needs to happen next. And we've kind of got a timeline and a map, so we're hoping that by the end of, you know, next year, that the second floor will be open. Some things that are on first floor currently will be relocated up to the second floor, and we're looking really forward to it. Another thing that's really been beneficial is Joe Howell has been totally amazing on getting our backlog of collections into Past Perfect and also boxed, labeled, and then stored in a place that we can retrieve it. So that's just been huge for us. We still have a ways to go yet, but we've made the most just wonderful progress since she kind of took over being the person in charge of that.
All I want to say,
in November we did expand the military exhibit and put up our Christmas decorations. We do have a new volunteer that has a background in working in museums and in collections and exhibits, so she's been helping Jeannie, which is nice. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I don't think there's anything else with buildings or maintenance. Other future plans, we've been working with the chamber, with Jen, as being a resource for the Main Street project that they're applying for, so that we have what information we have on the historical buildings downtown within the area. And we're kind of looking forward to, we had an idea in mind of wanting to do like a walking tour of the downtown buildings.
Sure.
And being able to have people know this is when the building was established, these are the businesses that have been in it. So that project is in the works, and we think that could be kind of fun. Not only the historical buildings in the downtown area, but also Jeannie's working on kind of a registry of historic homes, too, and significant homes.
Sure.
So, publications, Trail Tales just came out. Did you get your copy?
Only if you're a member.
A member, that's right. So,
just was going to throw that one in there.
Did you get your copy? There you go.
Yeah. You need to be a member.
You can come down and purchase one from us, too.
Yeah. But the easiest way, be a member.
That's right. And I think I said it the last time that we were talking together, that we did modestly increase our rates for individual, family, and business just by $5.
Yeah.
And so that's into effect for the upcoming year. People just need to be reminded that if you're a member right now, your membership expires on December 31st, and you need to renew that. I know they were working on, I'm not sure if it's up and running yet, to be able to fill out the form and do the payment online.
Yeah.
But you can always come down to the center. You can call and request a form to be mailed to you. The best thing to do is make sure that you update. If you're currently a member and you're just saying, I just want to pay my dues again, that's great.
Yeah.
Just be specific. Some people will say, you know, they're a member now and they write a $100 check. And we're like, we're not sure how you want this divvied up. And did you want an individual membership or a family membership? So it helps to put a little information with it if you're just mailing it in as a renewal.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I was going to say, yes, the online one, I know that would be nice to do, but you know what? We got to work with what we got and just call, leave a message, you know, whatever. Just make
right.
sure. Because memberships are, that's the big base. Got to have the memberships. And again, that doesn't mean you have to volunteer for a lot of things. You can if you wish. But again, just have some membership. And again, we're starting to see some coming back on that after our little issue, but I think it's starting to look pretty good. And
right, we're around 200, a little over 200 members. And today I worked at the center this morning, and there was I think 3 memberships that were being ready to be processed from yesterday, and I took in a membership today, so I'm two memberships in today. So we're starting to see an increase, which we really appreciate.
And you can, by the way, give it as a gift, too.
Thanks for that, because actually the person that was down at the center today was giving it to her husband as a gift. So
Good.
Yeah.
And then they would get
still
that
plenty of time. There'd be somebody down there tomorrow.
Okay.
So, and from 10 to 2. And then next week, we will be there for sure on Thursday,
okay.
10 to 2.
Okay.
For sure, Friday morning from 10 to 12.
Okay.
We're definitely closed on the 23rd.
Okay.
We're closing the Saturday of Christmas weekend. And it's iffy for Friday afternoon. So if you're wanting to get that last minute Christmas gift, do it before noon on Friday the 22nd.
Okay. So as long as we're talking about, Christmas part and then New Year's, again, same kind of schedule, do you think? Or
Actually, I think for New Year's, actually, we are open the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Okay.
So one of our persons, it's not going to impact us, so we will be open the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday prior to New Year's.
Okay. Good. Got that down. Just wanted to make sure. So, come on in, people. Yeah. Again, that's an easy way to do that, too. As you look at next year, I know we've talked a little bit and mentioned a couple of things. We'll have the dedication, have some of the work that's going on displays, things like that. Has there been much discussion about other areas where you want to start looking at different things? Because You were really focusing a lot on the Kate Shelley Museum area.
Right. We will be, one of the projects for next year will be we need to renew our lease with Kate Shelley. And so that will be a project we'll work on. And then also to then start to formulate what do we want to do moving forward and get the focus group, kind of get a plan, lay it out, and again, look at what the cost will be involved in that. Again, look at any grants or funding that we can possibly have to help with that, or if we need to then consider, a fundraiser just specific for Kate Shelley.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's there's so much, and people need to remember it's all a volunteer committee that's working with everything too. So
right. Currently, our board is staying the same. I know in the in our Trail Tales, one thing I do need to mention is we had initially said that we have an annual meeting, and that's for all the membership, and we give reports on what's happened all year long and what's going to be happening in 2024. We did initially send out in Trail Tales that was going to be in January. That date has changed. It's now February 6th at 6 o'clock.
February 6th.
February 6th. So people that got the Trail Tales, they're going to say, no, it says it's in January. When we send out our minutes to our membership, and we have to publicly announce the date of that also. And I think a couple of the newspapers.
Okay.
But I want to make sure that this is one public announcement that it will be February 6th.
Okay.
In the Trail Tales, it says in the president's letter right now, We did have a resignation of one of our board members, Jerry Brett Schneider from Madrid, did resign, and we thank him for what he did for the center. We have, within what we need, we have a kind of a little bit of give in how many board members we can have. There's a minimum and a maximum. Right now, we are within that level. But if there's someone who is interested in being considered as a board member, they can contact the center. And again, we appreciate that you inquire about it, but just because you say you would like to doesn't mean that's always going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So we got that part. You got to take care of that. And again, you know, yes, remember, it's not, you're not getting signed up, folks, for the bucks. Let's put it's not about the reimbursement for it, too, because there is none. So it is.
That's exactly right.
It is all voluntary. So.
Right. It is. And our members, like I said, we appreciate any type of, talent or treasure that you have you can share with us. And it doesn't have to be, people think, oh, I don't want to volunteer because I have to do it on. We don't require, obviously, we're open certain days, so it is the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But there is some volunteer work that can be done on off hours if need be. And we have, assigned certain projects, have overseen to help. So we appreciate anything that people are willing to do.
All right. Well, that's, easy enough to inquire. And again, you don't have to feel obligated to. But
right.
I was going to say, it's there's so much that, so many different things you can work with. I mean, all you got to say is just stay out of the way when Joe's doing the collection.
That's right. That's about right.
You can help her carry boxes and stuff.
There you go. We will be starting up again with the Saturdays with the Scholar. We don't have dates and speakers secured yet, but we will not be doing that in January, possibly in February, but for sure starting again in March. And we do have already some leads on people who are interested in doing presentations. So we're excited about that because we really had kind of an uptick this year in people attending those, which we were pleased with. So
good. I did want to ask because I know, even with the holiday coming up and you're going to be closed over Christmas and that sort of thing, people might see activity down there. Do you rent out? Is the lower level rented out for a number of people for holiday parties and stuff?
Yes, it is, actually. We have some recurring renters that are actually down there right now. And then we have had, I'm going to look it up here. I'm just going to put the calendar up. Let me look. It's going to tell you how many rentals we had so far. In December, we had all of our Saturdays rented, every one of them.
Sure.
So there's four rentals, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 rentals. And then we had two of our recurring rentals. So, We were busy. The busiest times for renting are usually the Saturdays and the Sundays.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking, ahead to anything, you might want to kind of get your name in the hat if you're thinking about us. Our capacity is 130 people. We have a full kitchen with two ovens, and we have nice tables and chairs that are new, and people who have rented really, really like it. So we are putting into consideration and haven't made a final board decision of maybe, modestly increasing the amount of the rental for a day, just like we did with our membership. And that helps us be able to pay our monthly bills. So
And if you're like everybody else, monthly bills have just gone up a little bit more, and it's going to keep going on. And that's how we keep things going. So. Again, that's good. I thought it was pretty busy because it seems like every time I go by there, wait, someone's doing something down here. So, and I know it's not all you guys down there working. So,
no, it's always the lights on in the lower level. So.
Yeah.
And you can just contact me if you're interested in just feel free, more calls to the center and leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can to let you know if the date you're interested in is available.
All right. Well, I know, again, get signed up, again, for, you know, get your membership, and then you can get Trail Tales and keep yourself updated what's going on. Marty, I appreciate you taking time visiting with us. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. I always enjoy visiting with you, and appreciate getting to maybe get the word out to part of our community about the good work we're doing down at the center.